Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Colorectal cancer has been on the decline for people over age 50, but for people ages 20 to 49 years old, it's on the rise. That's according to an MD Anderson study published online in JAMA Surgery. Study authors say the increasing incidence of colorectal cancer in young adults is concerning and highlights the need to investigate causes and other issues such as external influences like a lack of screening. Colorectal cancer can be treated successfully if caught early. And in other news, a bonk on the head can be dangerous if it's violent enough. You can get mild to severe traumatic brain injuries, and physical damage to the brain can be real and debilitating long term. So to date, there's no effective medical or cognitive treatment for people with these brain injuries. But researchers from Tel Aviv University report that an enriched environment, meaning specially enhanced surroundings, are a promising path for rehab for these patients. They studied two groups of mice with traumatic brain injuries, and the group that had a more stimulating environment did better. They say this may mean through proper exercise, stimuli, and diet, we can improve a patient's condition. More research is needed. And now news from Mayo Clinic about breast cancer. A study of more than 8,000 women reinforces previous findings that a drug called trastuzumab, or Herceptin, should be standard of care for HER2-positive cancer. Researchers compared that drug to another one and found that trastuzumab offers better outcomes. Here's Dr. Edith Perez.
One of the important findings of this study was to do this comparison of trastuzumab versus lapatinib. And the results we are presenting at the ESMO meeting demonstrate that trastuzumab actually led to better outcome than lapatinib when each one of them was used as single agent, of course in combination with surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy.
And now on to obesity. It's a problem, and experts are trying to do things to help people make healthier choices, like getting them to read labels. But a new study in the Journal of Marketing Research shows training people to pay attention to their emotions is a better strategy. People in the study were trained to recognize basic emotions, and then they were exposed to food products and told to describe the emotions they were feeling. Some people did not have that training, so it turns out those that had been trained to recognize emotions made healthier choices and they lost weight. The study authors say if people have a better understanding of how they feel and how to use emotions to make better decisions, they'll eat better and will be happier. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.